I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Returned from special edition, special assignment in Queensland, Brisbane, where it rained and rained and rained. It's still raining. Although it's raining in New South Wales, the flooding is epic. He comes home to California. And Jeff, welcome home. Any rain in sight, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. No rain in sight here in Southern California. It's dry as a bone. Actually, it's hotter than that. It's been about between 95 and 100 through most of Southern California today. It's quite the blazer.
This connects to a concern we've had for some months now since we were watching the snowpack during wintertime. To remind everyone, the snowpack contributes not only to the aquifers, but provides the evidence that it's not going to be a third year of drought. At this point, is the drought inevitable, Jeff? Can it be avoided?
It can't be avoided. It's here. It's ramping up to be probably a tougher year than last year, honestly. That snow that we got and the rain that we got at the end of 2021 was really a tease, because it didn't continue much after that. And it's left people wondering, what the heck do we have ahead of us? It doesn't look good.
We move from the drought to the conditions in the forest. Wildfire season's coming. It feels like it was just yesterday. Now, there is good news here. The Caldor Fire in the El Dorado National Forest is reopened. To your knowledge, Jeff, does this mean that people can see the bears?
Well, they'll be able to see the bears regardless. Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily mean the bears will be out running around, but there's a good chance. And what happens is, after you have fires like this, the animals in the area lose their cover, their hiding spots, so they're more likely to be seen. But the bears in that area have been around people for, you know, quite a while, so they know how to avoid for the most part. When they come into civilization, it's because they're hungry. They're interested in whatever food's being cooked or left out in your trash cans.
Now, our favorite bear is certain, let's say, overeater. Has he been seen? Is there any legend of?
No. We're not seeing any accounts right now, at least nothing that was before. You know, we had this huge 500-pound plus bear roaming throughout Tahoe. Had people worried that he might just be too much of a monster. They found out there are several other large bears, so they're just letting it go. But he hasn't menaced anyone. He's just living his best life, as they say.
Yeah, living the life. Northern California, wildfire danger higher than last year. What is the estimation?
It does look like it could end up being a worse year for us. So the risk is very high. Like I said, California's bone dry. They're talking about climate change really, you know, adding to all this, amplifying it. And they did have a little bit of rain earlier this week. They said it was significant. But honestly, if it was significant, it was only in the surface. It didn't get down to the aquifers really, and didn't really make a change in terms of the dry brush, you know, the forest out there that's going to be the source of fuel.
We move from Northern California to Jeff's territory. This is Southern California, Los Angeles County. There's a mayor's race underway. Who is Rick Caruso? What do we need to know about him, Jeff? Because he's spending a lot of money.
Billionaire real estate developer Rick Caruso has been a Los Angeles fixture for a couple decades, maybe in three or four, probably three decades. And he's known for taking areas that were kind of down at their heels and bringing them back with some spectacular developments, places for eating, shopping, walking, even living. And he's done that in spots throughout L.A. County and other parts of Southern California. In the meantime, he's also stayed very active throughout this time, this career as a real estate developer, by working in civic capacities, working on the police board and helping out in terms of, you know, donating money to good causes. He's been viewed as nothing but a really good member of the community for the past 20 or 30 years. So as Los Angeles has seemed to just be falling down this hole deeper and deeper because of homelessness, crime, and other issues, he's finally stepped up and said, you know what, I need to run. He doesn't need to run for the money. He doesn't need to run for the fame. Most people think that this is it. He doesn't really have bigger political aspirations, but he sees that this city that he really does love needs fixing, and he feels like he's the guy to do it. So he's not only investing his time, but also huge amounts of his own money, millions of dollars, which push him up in terms of visibility. He's being seen on TV now. You're seeing him in advertising. He's really, if you didn't know who Rick Caruso was before, you do now.
Homelessness. What, does he have a policy that can answer all of these attempts to do something, to challenge in some fashion this roaming army of desperate people in downtown Los Angeles?
He does. As a matter of fact, he's got one of those from day one type of plans where he's going to declare a state of emergency, bring to bear the different offices that are under the mayor to work on this, to solve it, to do an audit, as they all, most everybody says that. But what he wants to do is he wants to hire 500 sanitation workers to clean up the encampments in the streets of Los Angeles. That'll be a nice start. He also wants to, you know, hire more healthcare workers. And he wants to move people out of these encampments and into care facilities and housing. And he really wants to explore why it costs so much to house the homeless through some of the programs they've had, you know, where it costs between $600,000 and $800,000 just to build an apartment for the homeless. He says that's not right. So that's the game he's bringing. And he doesn't have a connection to other developers or the homeless industrial complex, as we call it. He doesn't really owe anybody on this. He just wants to fix it.
The Sacramento legislatures are moving a ballot, a homeless measure, on the ballot in November. My understanding is they've had plenty of money. They've given plenty of money away. The governor has big plans. So what do they need from the people? A referendum, I guess. What do they need?
Well, there's two things at work here. There's statewide, which is kind of, you know, they're all tangled up in themselves. They don't know what to do. Everybody wants money for their city. It's kind of a typical problem when you have a big state like California. We've seen it, what happened with the high-speed rail. You know, everybody wants a piece of it. They want a piece of the action. If they don't get a piece of the action, they're not going to let the train go through their neighborhood, basically. And that's the same thing at the state level for funding. But in the city of Sacramento, which has been seen just an exponential explosion of growth, whatever you want to call it, of homeless there, They're desperate to fix it. So what they want to do is they want to shelter about 60% of their homeless population, which most people think is kind of pie in the sky, but at least it's a step forward. You know, Sacramento is the same place where we saw people, you know, sleeping in the halls of the Capitol, the legislature, and you know, really clogging up the downtown, the business district where the lobbyists and the legislators go. So there's a lot of pressure on the people in Sacramento, on the mayor and the legislators in Sacramento to get things done there.
The price of gasoline. I've waited, Jeff, for you to reorient yourself to buying gasoline. And now that you've experienced the prices of Oz, of Australia, how does the gasoline price look in California to you?
Well, the gas prices in California don't look that much better, honestly. The biggest change for me was going from liters to gallons. When you go there and you see the price per liter, it's just shocking. But then you realize there's basically four plus liters to a gallon. Here in California, though, the prices continue to hover at very high, even record numbers. Today's statewide average in California is about $5.78 per gallon. But as you and I have pointed out many times, it's hard to find that gas station where they get those averages from, because most of them are showing signs out on the street of, you know, $6 plus for a gallon.
And in the Southern California area, have you seen anything under $6?
I have seen some prices for regular, the low end, if you're willing to pay cash for under $6. But again, most of the regulars that I've taken a look at, I've observed since I returned, have been around $6, $6.01, somewhere in there.
And finally, it's baseball season. Is it too hot to go to a ball game, Jeff? We have 15 seconds.
My gosh, you'd think so. They had it out at Anaheim Stadium today. It was almost 100 degrees. Wow.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, back from special assignment to drought-plagued Southern California. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We use sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola, mi gente, soy Amara La Negra y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. The reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flaxseed toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.